Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Broken Earth Radio Show. This is Bill, your host and resident healer. You are in the right place at the right time. Something brought you here today, and you better believe, before the show is over, you'll understand why. Today's show is on life cycles. If you look back in your life, you'll notice that there is something that happens approximately June time, or let's just say in the summer, that triggers what will be going on with you for the next 12 months or so. Getting a life cycle reading helps us when we are trying to accomplish goals, attain a certain desire, or just simply see where our energy should be. Where our energy will be placed when we are feeling overcome with confusion, and we will feel like things are being piled upon us, layer by layer. Get your pen and paper, grab a cup of tea, or even a drink of choice. And if you'd like to get in line to speak with us, our number is United States 347-215-8421. If you're an international listener, this call can be free if you call from Skype. It's time to sit back and enjoy the Broken Earth Radio Show.
Hello, everybody, friends and loved ones. This is Nunu, and you have reached the Broken Earth Radio Show. It's Tuesday. Really glad to be able to speak with everyone today. As Bill was saying, today's show is, the focus is on life cycles. What are life cycles? Life cycles are basically the time between summer to summer, July to July, roughly that time frame. And there's always something that happens that triggers what's going to be going on with us for the months to come. And there's always events that are happening in our lives, but we bounce our scenarios off the cycle to see what it is we're supposed to be learning, what it is we're supposed to be accomplishing. One of the things that gets us really backed up in life is not acknowledging our cycles or not acknowledging what we're supposed to really be doing. You know, we generally know what it is we're supposed to be focused on, but sometimes we find it easier to keep our energy in relationships, focusing on somebody else as opposed to ourselves. You know, if you imagine that life cycles are 50 pounds, let's say that you know that you could lose 50 pounds from July of one year to July of the next or so, but when you don't do it, there's always something that happens around that point that makes you wish you had, like someone asks you to be in their wedding and the dress looks like it's the size of a Band-Aid, and you know, you wish you'd actually accomplished what it was that you were supposed to accomplish. So not only do you have that on your back, you may have more on your back plus the situation at hand. So if you just kind of imagine life cycles as 50 pounds that you carry around with you, then you have another to carry, then another, then another. If we're ignoring our signs, we're ignoring our cues, we're ignoring what it is we're supposed to be dealing with, then the next thing you know, you have a whole lot of stuff just stacked upon you. And it can happen to any of us. But, you know, if you want a life cycle reading, today is the perfect day to get something like that. Remember, our phone number to call in is 347-215-8421. You can speak with me and we will do a reading and see what's going on with you. Remember, we're trying to keep these mini readings so that we can get to as many people as possible. If you would like to add us to Facebook, it's Psychic Nunu. It's also Psychic Nunu on Twitter, or you can even add the show. Right now, our lines are open, so remember the phone number is 347-215-8421. Let us know how you're doing. And this is the Broken Earth Radio Show. Hi, this is Nunu. Welcome to Broken Earth Radio Show, area code 786. How can I help you? Hello? Hi, this is Nunu. Can everybody hear me? Oh, I guess the caller hung up. Oh, well. If you can try to call us back, caller from 786, we'd surely love to talk to you. We're going to take another music break. It's a very, very brief music break, and we're going to talk with Bill about some things that are... Honestly, these are things that are just, you know, really important to us. Remember, today's topic on the show is life cycles. And if anyone would like to have a life cycle reading, or if anyone would like to talk about something that's just, you know, got them kind of caught up, let us know. The number is 347-215-8421.
The morning light.
Okay. This is Nunu, and remember, we're at the Broken Earth Radio Show. We have Bill on the other line. But before he says a few words to us, you know, I wanted to do a radio show for a while, and we had been talking about starting it, and a few nights after we decided to really do a blog talk radio show, I had a dream that Bill and I were floating freely in space. We had on no spacesuits. We were just kind of floating, trying to find our way back home. And when we saw Earth, the planet was either blown up or rotting out. But all the water was gone, and the continents and land masses were just floating unattached. In my dream, we landed on the planet with the goal in mind to fit back in. I remember a tiny bit about us. We were like hiding in a barn, or we were being hidden in a barn. But people that had a generally healthy appearance were targets. And we soon realized that the people on Earth were just not the same anymore. So that is one of the things that kind of prompted the show to be called Broken Earth. You know, I hear people say often, you know, what is this world coming to? With just the crazy things that people are saying out loud. But, you know, it's not that the world, honestly, is coming to anything. I mean, these are things that have always been there. And if you, you know, come from a place or a people where, you know, you know, in general, you kind of feel, well, you know, it's, you know what I mean. I think everybody kind of knows what I'm getting to. But for the most part, it's just that there's a lot of things that are being said out loud, and there's a lot of things that we really should know better about at this point in 2012, and we're regressing, we're going backwards. People are trying to take it back to a place where it really wasn't even there very long. It's just, well, you know, I think you know what I'm talking about. Bill, do you? Because I'm trying to be real cautious of what I say, because I just am, you know, I'm just a cautious speaker anyhow. But, you know, I'm one of those types of people that whenever I point something out, or if I say something, or if I even do anything that is close to judgmental, I always get confronted with some sort of lesson. And it right now, things are just so heavy. I don't really want to have any of these lessons right now. But,
yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
I feel cautious about what I say sometimes, because I don't want to be, well, especially on the radio show, without being too controversial about things that people probably aren't ready to hear. I don't want to make people tune out because of my crazy views. But I believe it is a bit of a broken earth, to be honest with you, and a lot needs to be done to make it a better place. Something needs to be done. But I believe that more and more people are turning to alternative news sources rather than the mainstream media. I believe that more and more people are waking up every day to the truth and what's going on in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not taking everything for face value. And it's okay to question sources of information. You don't have to take. I remember once I was reading something which was out of the ordinary, and I thought to myself, well, I'll keep an open mind and read this. I'm not going to say what the article was about, but I told I thought, well, you know, I don't have to believe everything that I read, so I've gone to alternative sources for information where mm-hmm. I find this information. And I thought I'd share that with somebody at work one day, and I said, did you know, this is not something you hear about. And I told him about it. He said, don't believe everything you read, which I thought was ironic, because there's this person watching all the mainstream media news, and I've found something which has probably got more truth in it than a lot of the things that's going on the TV. And he said, don't believe everything you read, like I was a crazy person. But that was funny. But I said, I believe more and more people are waking up every day to the truth and seeing the world for what it is. And I think it's going to be difficult to put those people back to sleep, to be honest with you.
Right.
But one of the things I saw, an article I saw a few weeks ago, was, you know, it's just something that shows you how crazy this world is. That there was a man from Oregon who got arrested for collecting rainwater.
Right.
In that garden. I think I mentioned that to you. Which isn't illegal, but I believe the state claimed that the rain is theirs and it's not for him to take in his back garden. So he was going to be sentenced to 30 days in jail with fines, and I believe he's actually started his 30-day jail sentence, I believe, and with a $1,500 fine.
Right.
Collecting this rainwater that belongs to Oregon State.
That is crazy.
I know. I mean, what are they going to be, you know, claiming? Are they going to claim the air next? Are we going to have to allow 20 breaths a day?
Only so many breaths a day.
Yeah, well, actually, funnily enough, in India at the moment, they're limiting people to 5 texts a day.
Oh, you know, I didn't really see the whole story, but aren't they also texting people too? Isn't the government texting people there?
I didn't read the whole article, but I wouldn't be surprised. But if you reach your limit, it says hi, you know, you've reached your limit. Don't worry, you know, it'll be replenished by midnight tonight. I mean, you know, taking control of our rainwater, and over there, you know, 5 texts a day. I mean, what's going to be next?
Right. You know, where, you know, we went to school in very different places. And I remember we had to collect rainwater for class. I know a lot of people probably did. Yeah, we were arrested at 5. This is like, you know, what are they going to do? Arrest kids for flower bringing next?
Well, the arresting, sorry, you continue. I'll.
Well, you know, it's okay. It's okay. But I, you know, it's just, there's so many things that are just really important, and there's so many things that are just not. And you know, the distractions, you know, they're distracting us with these horrific things, terrible tales, terrible stories, so that they're able to sneak up underneath us and do something different. We probably really don't want to get too controversial, honestly, on the air about some of the things that have been happening recently that clearly, if you've got a brain, if you've got eyes, you know, that, you know, they're just not really what they say they are. But, I mean, I think it's awesome that so many people are waking up. Their consciousness is waking up. You know, it's like we're preparing for a war, but no one knows when it's going to begin, and no one knows exactly what their role is. But because there's so many intuitives waking up, and people with different forms of healing that are coming to surface, you know that there's something that is happening. Because the way things are going, it's just not going to be possible for it to go on like this much longer. And the people that make it to the other side, so to speak, or just make it through this. And I don't know if we want to be one of those people, but the people that make it through this are going to have to be able to recover in a way and bring up old ways. And, you know, there's a lot of people that are doing, you know, just, you know, they're starting to live in a way that is more naturally, or you know, homesteading. I mean, people are even homesteading in their apartments or their smaller houses. I saw this article where someone is growing at least herbs and small things, and they've taken gutters, like the gutter pipes, the drainage pipes, and line the side of their house with a bunch of these, and they're growing things in that as opposed to putting it directly in the ground. So, and I was making a joke. I was probably talking to you. I was either talking with you or Eden, but I was just kind of like, so we can run outside real quick and grab something before the zombies get us, you know?
Yeah. Grab yourself a banana off me, banana tree before the zombies take it away.
Well,
I was just going to say, I mean, the restrictions and everything now, I mean, you were talking about collecting rainwater when you were a kid, but these kids with lemonade stands are getting shut down by the police. There's a woman who got stopped. I don't know whether she got arrested for giving out free bottles of water to people because of the heat wave.
Wow.
You know, you get arrested for goodwill gestures these days. So make sure you don't do anything, you know, any goodwill.
Don't do anything nice for anybody. Yeah. Don't pay anything forward.
Well, you were saying about people planting. Even people are getting shut down and their plants being ripped up, and they're planting in their own gardens. They've actually come in and taken them away. I can't give you any sources or any links at the moment, but you will find it on the internet, where councils and that have come in and saying, you know, you can't plant your vegetables in your own gardens, and they've come in and actually ripped them out, and when they wouldn't move them, you know. There's so many restrictions on things
right
at the moment, and it's just like, so something needs to be done, but I think more and more people are standing up for what they believe
right.
in, and not being pushed around so much by, you know, authority. I said I don't want to go too controversial, but there's been a lot of shooting incidents going on at the moment. I'm not going to go into depth with
right
them,
right,
but one of them was there's a homeless, I believe he's a homeless guy, and he had some mental illness from what I've read, and he had a knife. I'm not sure where it was. I think it was somewhere near Chicago. I'll have to check that, but anyway, the police turned up, and looking at the pictures, there's probably about 5 or 6 police officers there telling him to put the gun down, and he's shouting something like, I've called 911, my name is Milton, I'm annoyed, you know, and asking to put the knife down. Anyway, he turns his back, and like takes a few steps from what I've seen on the video, and they unload 46 shots into him. It's like a firing squad.
Right. And this could happen to any of us. This can happen to any of us.
You don't know the full story. You don't know the full story.
Right.
You don't know exactly what's... I mean, looking at the video footage, from what I can see, there's somebody there. I can't see the knife, to be honest with you, because he's too far away. But it's just... All I see is him turn around to walk away, and it's like a firing squad, and the shot him 46 times, which is extremely excessive. I mean, I know he had a knife, and he's got a mental illness, but at the end of the day, one shot would have been enough, if not too
right.
many, because they've got tasers.
That's true.
I mean,
it depends on, you know, in the United States, I'm not sure what it's like in every state, because, you know, remember, states are, in the United States, states do have a lot of laws of their own, like in the UK, you know, different counties have different laws?
No, not necessarily.
Not really? Okay.
Nothing significant as far as I know.
Okay. Well, in the United States, it's not legal to restrain a mentally ill person. So, I mean, but so they have to be very careful with how they handle it. But of course, you know, they may not, I mean, how can you always know if you're dealing with somebody that has a diagnosis, right?
Yeah.
So it's a real touchy situation. It's a very, very, very touchy situation. But like I said, anything could literally happen to any of us, if the right if the right just wheels are turning, the right orchestration is set about, and you got to be careful what you're talking about, like we're doing right now, and you got to be careful about what you discover, what you uncover, or just you just have to be cautious to not really ruffle any feathers or the next.
Well, that's why I'm not trying to get into depths of thing. I'm just giving the basic information,
right,
of what seems. Another example was, like I said, don't know the full story. It's we can just read the article and take from it what you will. But from what I know, there's some young girl, I think she was about 4 or 5, ran into the street and she got hit by an off-duty police officer on his motorbike. And I believe the police officer went to help her, but her father came out. He was in the restaurant or something. I don't know whether she left the restaurant and ran across the road. And he was angry at him because he'd, hit her. And then something happened, and the police officer shot him dead.
I just got a thing that ran across Facebook. It's about two men that are wanted for the rape of a 14-year-old boy in Manchester City Center. This happened in June, and they put their pictures across. Now, the thing is, in Manchester, everyone, if you're wondering, is Manchester, UK. This kind of thing, in theory, is a good thing, but, what if this is something that is kind of just put out there to... You know what I mean? And the thing is, the picture that they've posted, one of the people looks like he could be, he could be anything. He could be Greek. He could be Italian. He could be Middle Eastern. He could be Mediterranean or Middle Eastern. He's got this look about him. But it's still basically blurry. So this is something that's going to terrify us of Middle Eastern people. And the other picture is just a big blur. And the guy's got glasses and a beard. And that still has a little bit of that whole swarthy thing going on. So, it's raising fear. Now, I'm not trying to say that this didn't happen, but the thing is, stuff like this is just creating so much fear. And all they did was they said they raped a boy in the city center of Manchester. And so now people are going to be looking for this description of people and, losing their minds on them. And if this was going on in the United States, they probably would have them drawn and quartered by noon, So yeah. we just can't always believe everything. We have to be cautious. But, there's a fine line between what's protecting us and what's actually,
The police seem to be, especially in the U.S., seem to be rather trigger happy from what I've seen recently.
Well, they've been trigger happy for a long time, depending on where you come from and what you are. But you're not wrong. You're not wrong when you say that.
Well, they want to brand them all the same, because I know there's good people out there, but unfortunately, with especially the news, you don't seem to hear about a lot of positive news.
Right.
It always seems to be negative. And I know there's a lot of positive things going on in the world,
mm-hmm.
but it's more difficult to find the positive things that's going on, because it could just affect one person's life, just an act of kindness, and people won't report on that because it's not affecting,
Right.
What's the word? That are affecting more people's lives. Rather than just the one, I believe this is an important year for change.
Mm-hmm.
Because just by the amount of protests that's been going on, you can see people are standing up for what they believe in, and they don't want to be pushed around anymore. I think everybody's
right.
Fed up, and nobody trusts banks anymore, or bankers, or nobody. People say, what do you think about the government? what they're going to say. It's a crazy world. One of the things that is absurd is being arrested for resisting arrest.
Yeah.
Which is what they use a lot at the protests. Which is,
right.
I mean, to me.
And there's so many people. There's so many people in the United States that when they're arrested, they're also being accused of spitting on the officer, which,
yeah,
you know,
true, yeah.
and not everybody can be out there spitting on people. I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I know that I don't have the criminal mind, but honestly, how many times have you actually, has it even run across your mind in anger to just spit on someone?
Well, never. No matter how angry you get. I mean, if you're going to be angry, you're going to throw a punch or something, or, you know,
Right.
I mean, if anything, you know, I mean, when I get angry, I get a dry mouth. That'd be
right.
Trying for ages to do that.
Adrenaline.
Yeah,
dry
exactly. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So,
I was actually just watching a show. I was watching a show, Alphas, earlier today, early this morning, while I was waiting for calls, and this guy asked the guy, "Do you want a piece of gum? Because when the adrenaline's pumping, it tends to dry your mouth out."
Yeah.
So exactly. No. Yeah. Well, dear, there's a caller 786 has called back. So, let's take that call. Let's take
okay.
that call, and
I'll take a back seat and you do your thing.
Okay. Thank you. Caller 786. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you? This is Geralda.
Hello, Geralda. Hello, dear.
I'm good. I wanted to say thank you because last time we saw you gave me some good advice on my relationship, and I just wanted to say thank you. Things are getting much, much
good.
Better.
Awesome. And you know what? I'm sorry that we had to cut it so short last week.
Oh, no problem.
And I was really hoping that you would call in today. Today is actually a very slow day, which is very surprising. But you know what's kind of frustrating is that when we do have shows that are slightly slow, tons of people call in like the last 20 minutes. And it's are you serious? So, but yeah, today has been kind of slow. But I do know that we are at, we're playing at not the prime time for the United States, and that's most of the people who are listeners. UK. It's UK. It's 8:04. It's 8:50 UK time. So, but anyway, dear, why don't you share with me how things have been going and what's on your mind?
Well, the last time I guess you went away. I think I told you on the family vacation. Not a family vacation. Visit family. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I felt a little tension. I told you I also talked about having the ex-girlfriend being in the picture.
Right.
As often as she was. So when he came back, he kind of after a few days, he voluntarily told me that, you know, I had a talk with her, and I had to tell her that she can't, you know, we can just be friends, but I can't talk to her every day. And if she keeps pushing, I'm going to have to, you know, we'll have to end this friendship, and I can't have her in my life. So he told me this. So I was like, wow, I believe him. I was like, that's great. I never got the chance to actually, you know, be too firm about it, because he told me I said it once enough, and I didn't have to repeat myself again.
Right.
Which I didn't, which is a good idea, because I was so tempted to just keep, you know.
I promise you, sweetheart, I promise you this. When you're with someone who is very serious about you, they will do this, and you don't have to ask. And,
yeah.
You know, it's something that I promise you, you don't have to ask, because one of the things that we've got to remember is that in life, our role as women is to make sure that the men that are important to us, our sons, our husbands, our boyfriends, who are our practice husbands, so to speak, our role is to make sure that they're walking, clearly and deeply into the, you know, in the right direction of the source of all things, so to speak. And their role is to make sure that we're safe on the earth. And so when he is trying to make sure that you feel secure in the relationship, when he's trying to make sure that nothing threatens you or makes you feel horrible about him or even the relationship itself, that's when you know you're dealing with somebody that's serious. And so it's really important, not that you worry about, I don't want to be made into a sucker, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just focus on your relationship together, and he will gradually start to chip away at the fat cut away at all those things that just really, really, really don't matter. And sometimes it's easier than others. You know, sometimes it's easier than others. One of the things that I always thought was just incredible about Bill was that when we first got together, he eliminated the fat. He said, I'm not going to do this anymore because this is where our attention needs to be focused. And so that's something that it creates an incredible friendship, period. And sometimes there's a point when you do have to focus on the friendship that you guys have as well. But just remember that, you know, I think that you're headed on a really good path. And so just don't get yourself worked up with all this stuff that you see in the movies or you read in books or you hear people talking about, girl, don't be blah, blah. Just don't fall for that stuff, because all it's doing is creating animosity and it's putting both of you guys on the other side of the table.
You're right.
When you really want to be walking next to each other. Go on, dear. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, and also the website he got off of that also.
Mm-hmm.
So I told you about that. He's off of that. And also, like, it was kind of scary, but when he got back, for some reason, he went to a wedding, and it just made him think a lot, even though he was dating him for 3 months. So he kind of mentioned it, and he said, I love you. And he also started talking about it. I know it sounds too soon to me. He's also even moving in together. You know, stuff like that. So he'll say all this stuff, which is great. And, you know, I know I think he means it, but I'm not the psychic, so that's what I'm going to ask you. But then again,
serious.
I'm sorry?
You were wanting to know if he's serious, but go on, dear, go on.
If he's serious and if you see this going to that direction, because I was like, he said he was joking, but I made a mention about, like, we should change our status on Facebook, because I'm really not on it like that, but just kind of be funny. He's like, well, I don't think it's anybody's business. That bothered me. I think that's a bull crap answer. So we got into a little fight about that, but it's over now. You know. So
right.
I think people want to be serious because you can't want to move in together and not want to, you know.
Right.
Not want to make
Well, I mean, you know, you have to remember, too, that the things that happen online are as real as you let them be. And you also have to remember that there was no such thing as online a little while ago, and so that kind of stuff didn't matter. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I do think that if it's something that makes you feel safe, then he needs to, you know, come up off of it. It's kind of an iffy thing. I want to kind of give you an example that has nothing to do with this, but it has a lot to do with this. If you have a child and it's Mother's Day and your boyfriend doesn't get you anything for Mother's Day and you kind of say something about it and he's like, well, you're not my mother. If you have that kind of a conversation with someone, that is something that is, I mean, it's a little iffy, just like the situation with the online thing, you know, because if you think about it, well, then why should you get anything for Christmas? You're not Jesus Christ, you know. Why should you get anything for Easter? You're not, you know, why should you get anything for anything if that's the case? You know, so, and it's also like the Valentine's Day thing where some men say, well, you know, I don't believe in Valentine's Day because it's just a way for businesses and corporations.
Whatever.
You know, and so when people use excuses to not honor you, and this is why it's kind of a thin line between, we just kind of got to see what's up with that. You know what I mean? But try not to put too much into it because it's like you're kind of creating, you know, something that doesn't necessarily have to be there. But when he is ready to make you feel secure, he'll do things to make you know that you're special and to know, you know, very simply, you know, that it's all right. Now, going into this about the living together thing, it says that he's trying to the issues here are reciprocation and also meeting of minds. So right now he's comparing coins with you because these are coin cards. And that's basically saying he's comparing valuables. He's comparing the things with you that are, you know, like, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? He's kind of feeling around. It doesn't look like he's necessarily really ready yet, but it does look like he's trying to see, you know, like, you know, is this where we're headed? Or but remember, he's not necessarily there yet. But there is a point here. Let me show you something. There is a point here where it does look like it really does look like you're on the path. However, I believe that it's probably not going to be within this cycle. And remember, dear, cycles are the time between July and July. It does look like it may be sometime, honestly, it really does look like it may be sometime next summer, but it does look like you guys are kind of setting a platform. But in the meantime, and if I'm dancing around too much and confusing you, please tell me, don't focus on moving in together. Focus on the middle. Because when we set these goals of, you know, we're going to do this by Christmas time, if you're living for Christmas time, you're going to miss every single thing that's happening in the middle. And you're just going to basically be walking on eggshells the entire time. You know, get into the relationship, have some fun with each other, you know, get to know this person, because you don't know if you want to live with him. You don't know. You know, this could be the funkiest, nastiest man in the whole wide world. I don't think he is, okay? But I'm just saying, you don't know. So get to know him so that you can reach the place where, you know what, okay, we can do that. We can do that. Because it looks like you can, but don't worry about that. Focus on all the stuff that's in the middle, because you still have to examine his coins. And remember, coins are not always about money, but coins are included but not limited to finances. And you also need to get to know his cups, which is his heart, which is his emotions, which is his indulgences, the stuff that really makes him flow as just, you know, a man, okay? So you still got to get to know this guy.
Okay, so him telling the whole, the ex-girlfriend, this thing, I think he was serious. He's been really open about it with me since then. And getting off the west side, which I noticed he actually did. I didn't tell him how I know he did, but I know he did. his website. Are those good signs, or is he serious about me?
Those are very good signs. I mean, I really do feel that he is serious about you. Those are very, very good signs. You know, it's something that he's trying to establish boundaries. Now, remember, he's right now thinking of this from his own point of view. He's like, you know, this woman is nagging me to death, and I just can't deal with this. And right now he's seeing this from his own point of view. But the thing is, it's not like he's just, I mean, I'm not trying to make you feel like I'm just saying he doesn't want to be bothered with it. That's why he's doing this. He is seeing that it's something that's keeping him from having an easy life and focusing on something that's nice and cool and easy with you. Okay. So he is seeing that, but he's also realizing that this is something that, you know, why bother doing it, honestly? I mean, does she want to exchange chicken recipes with him and talk about the new girlfriend? No. You know what I mean? She doesn't want to talk about that stuff. She probably wants to talk about herself, you know?
Yeah.
And he's just not there anymore. So.
Yeah. And she's really jealous. She's broken up every relationship he's been with. And I asked him, I was like, is she going to break up this one? He's like, no, not at all. So I guess that's why he had to give her the boot, because she doesn't want him to move on in 3 years. So. But,
yeah.
So when I made a mention about the Facebook thing, he said that, because I got upset, I told him, I was like, I want somebody that's going to make me feel secure and comfortable. If that's not you, then we have issue. This ain't going to work. And he's like, well, I was just joking. You know, I'm sorry you don't know me by now. So we kind of got upset with each other. But he said he was just joking. So I'm going to see, what happens.
Just watch
with that.
And see what happens. Don't say it again. Don't become what you don't want to be.
Okay.
You know, don't turn yourself into, a nag. Don't do that to yourself, because that's not who you want to be.
Okay. But so far, okay. Can you see things you don't see?
Yeah.
Others,
well, that word, that's too much. That's
yeah,
too much,
yeah.
Geralda. You know, remember that when you're really trying to focus on a good relationship, you need to eat your ice cream a bite at a time, not shove your whole face in. And if I really didn't think it was going to happen, I would tell you no. So just take that as a little bit of something. But remember, you got to go a piece at a time, because if we jump too far to the end, you've missed all the middle. And I know you've had readings from people that have told you, oh, this person is your soulmate, and this and this and this. And it's turned the situation sour, because you walk into your next date going, So what are we going to name our first child? And the guy's like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't even know your middle name. So, you know,
yeah.
Reel it in and focus on what's going on with you guys right now.
Gotcha. Let's get a smile.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
All right, dear. I'll talk with you soon, okay?
Daniel, thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, love. All right. Everybody, you have reached the Broken Earth Radio Show. We are going to take a brief break for just a moment. You know, catch our breath. You there?
I'm here.
You're here?
You play some tunes?
Yeah, I'm going to play a song. What song you want to hear?
I mean, awesome. Is there anything I've made?
Oh, no, I've deleted all the songs that you made.
All right, thanks. Something relaxing, something relaxing.
Something nice and relaxing? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll listen to something nice and relaxing, everybody. I'm trying to look and see. You know what? Let's listen to Sun and Jin, because a lot of the stuff that I have on here that is done by you is a little long.
Oh, sorry.
Like your feet. Okay. Everybody, this is the Broken Earth Radio Show, and we're taking a quick break.
I believe that Nunu has got a caller to take. He's got a couple in the queue, so let me pass you. Caller 731 next, so I'll pass you over to Nunu so she can take that caller.
Hi, caller 731. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi. I'd like to know, my name is Sarah. What do you see for my husband and myself? Where is this relationship going for?
Okay. Sarah, let's see. What is your husband's name?
James.
Name is James? Okay. What I need you to do, my dear, is just relax. Take some nice, good, deep breaths, okay? And we'll see what's going on with you all. Hold on just a moment. Hold on just a moment. And remember, just breathe and relax. What's up with you guys? Okay. So, interesting. Hold on just a moment, because there's a lot of movement going on here. And then right now we're looking at the self-focus, return of balance. Okay, all right. Let me ask you something real quickly, because I have a lot of return cards here. Have you left, or has he left the home?
Yes.
Was it you that left, or him?
I was left by force of false charges. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I just wanted to make sure if it was you or not, because sometimes when I talk to people, they've been left, but you were the one that was told to go, and you are upside down, which is what makes me feel like you're the one that has left the building, so to speak. But basically, what's coming up next is honestly it does look like it's return. Now, I realize that you just said that there was some betrayal. You were being accused of. Hold on, just a moment. Hold on just a moment. You were being accused. Justice is upside down. The split for his. Oh. Were you being accused of taking anything?
So many lies told, but I was accused and went to jail for, simple assault.
Okay, so the thing is, though, what surrounds this upside down justice is, and it may just be the only way that our guides can convey this to me in tarot. It says theft and betrayal, but you know what? Mm-hmm. What he's doing to you, it looks like it's been a betrayal, because it's interesting, because everything that surrounds him is just happiness right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like evidently he did this as some sort of it's almost like he did this to teach you a lesson, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because what I see happening here in, and I'm going to ask you one last question. I'm sorry to do this, but did this happen last week, or did it happen 4 weeks ago?
Okay, last week I ran into him and his other woman, the sixth woman, since the 29th of February.
Uh-huh.
And she created an altercation in the store, and I just stood back. And you brought up accusation. Well, just recently I moved my business, and the woman where I moved from, she's trying to make allegations that I stole from her. So it's a lot going on.
You have a lot going on. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is the deal, because... And this is the thing that's kind of messed up. There is a return of you guys, you and your husband together. And I'm trying to determine the timing. But if this is weeks, But see, the thing is, it looks like it's happening within this month, and that's the thing I can't get past. So it looks like it's happening in this month, so my timing is probably going to be a little bit off, but it's happening in a phase of four. So I was trying to determine if it was 4 weeks, 4 days, however you want to look at it. It looks like it's happening in a phase of four, and it says he's trying to focus on other things because he's had extreme changes, and so it's like he's offering you his hand. He's off, and he's different. Is very, very different. So, I mean, you know, you might be dealing with somebody who, because he's been being unfaithful, because he's had all this stuff happen to you, you could be dealing with somebody that has some other issues going on in his head, okay? So you just, and that's something I want to talk to you about, too, because this show is about life cycles. And your life cycle right now with him is called Temperance. And Temperance is a tarot card that represents mental things, where we are mentally. It's not only that, but it's also the ingredients that make a relationship, the recipe that creates a relationship. And so we have to appreciate the whole card. So you're going to be dealing with zero to crazy in no time flat when dealing with this man for a while. I mean, it really does look like that's what's going on with you. But so for right now, it looks like he's going to be trying to get you to come back. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, to be honest, because, you know, it looks like you're still going to be dealing with this rocky road stuff, because in September it looks like something could happen again. So as a healer, I would be telling you to please just stay away from this man. But as a reader, it does kind of look like you may end up going back, and if you do, he could flip on you again in September. So we really are dealing with a different situation every single day.
Okay, now, this, you know, with this business thing, where I escaped from that, and these false allegations, do you see anything on that?
Hold on just a moment. So the woman that you were working with, or was she, or were you renting from her?
She was the landlord. She was, renting for her.
All right. So she's saying that you owe money for tearing the place up?
Well, now she's alleging that I broke in the building.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. All right, so what I'm thinking has actually happened with this is that she heard something was going on with you and your husband, and so now she's trying to say something that you did this. You see what I mean? It's like she's just jumping on a bandwagon. But it says basically good news. It looks like they really actually catch the person that did this, and it actually looks like it was men. Or a man. It looks like it's actually youth, young people, that they look male. And this looks like this is something that's going to happen like over the next 2 weeks. So they're going to find the real people, and so it's going to not be on you anymore.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All
right,
dear. I appreciate that, because I'm going to touch, you know, all these attacks.
Right. You're under a lot of attacks right now. Now, a lot of stuff has been going on with you that's not just falling out from no place, but, you know, this Mercury retrograde that we have exited, but if you imagine that you're on a merry-go-round and it starts going wild and people are flying off, you know, we're right now in a place of repair, and tomorrow is the end of reparations, and so, you know, so we're still kind of recovering from this, but, you know, the last month has just been very, very bad for a whole lot of people, and it's been in the area that has been most important to us, like our security of home, our security of business, our security of self, because it's been basically a financial cycle. So, but if you take it out of green money and put it into karmic money, metaphysical money, it's, you know, just your safety and security, period, how safe you are in a relationship and that sort of thing. But it does look like it's going to get fixed up. But when you're, as far as your husband is concerned, you know, I do believe that you guys are just running on pure emotions with each other. And he, I mean, you know how he is, and I hope that you'll have the strength to try to push forward in a different direction. But if not, we're here, and we love you anyway, okay?
Well, thank you. I'm going to take your advice because enough is enough.
Right, right. And, you know, when a bunch of people are accusing you of doing something you don't do, a lot of times we insist on trying to prove to people we're okay and we're innocent and we're not crazy, and all it does is make us look nuttier. So sometimes we just got to know that it's just time to go. It's just time to go. All right?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, dear. All right, love. All right, have a good one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
To anyone who's out there, you know, if you're not feeling like you really want to call into the show because a lot of the stuff that's going on with you is very private, you know, you can add us to your Facebook. It's Psychic Nunu. You can communicate with us that way. Also, if you're wanting to talk with Bill, you can email him at BillDoyle@live.com. That's Bill Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E, at live, L-I-V-E, .com. And Bill he works with meditations. He helps people develop their mantras. He also is, he does hypnosis. So whatever it is you're looking for, we can hook you up. We have a caller at 248. Caller at 248, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. My name is Mike, and first time checking out the show.
Oh, wonderful. How are you feeling about the show, Mike?
So far, so good. It looks like you resonated, or the previous caller resonated with precisely what you were telling her, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is wonderful, you know, and you know, we all need that compassion from time to time, somebody who's not there to kind of show us certain things. And you know, her energy is like huge. It's powerful, like Thor's hammer. So I can see how come she's got people that are coming down on her so hard. But you know what? She's going to make it through it. If she can just stick to whatever keeps her, whatever her proper alchemy is, she'll make it out faster than she thinks, and she'll be bigger
awesome.
And better. Yeah. Well, how can I help you today, Mike?
Well, I've got a question in regards. I'm starting a new part-time job. I'm I'm a bartender at night, and I'm developing my consulting business during the day. And just kind of wanted to see if the new bartending job will one financially be better than where I was at previously, and then two to kind of ignite to be able to move into a bigger place. Because I know my business is pretty close to. You know, finally paying off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let's look and see how you're going to do with this. What I need you to do, dear, is remember just relax, just breathe, and hold on just a moment. If you have been listening to the show from the beginning, we have been talking to people, or we want to talk to people today about their life cycles. So what's actually awesome about starting a new job right now is that you're, you know, starting it, you're focusing on things in the beginning of a cycle. So we want to see how this resonates for you with what it is that you're trying to accomplish. So your timing is a great timing. Great timing to start something new. But hold on just a minute. Let's see. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is good. Your cycle is actually a little bit different than what I was kind of expecting to see, but it's still not that different. I was wondering if you were in a financial cycle, but you're actually in a planning cycle. So that's still not bad. It's not bad. And this cycle is actually going to fly by. Now, as far as the finances are concerned, let me see something here. Let's see. We're going to go backwards here to 3 months ago, which was back in, that was May. Do you by chance recall any financial like arrangements or financial thing that you like a thing that you did in May?
Not necessarily.
How about April? How about April?
Where that I promised money or something like that?
Or just like, see, it's when I go backwards here, it's taking me backwards, and because I'm trying to look at some timing for you, and it's
mm-hmm.
basically saying that it looks like there's something that you invested in or something that you put your energy into, so to speak, and it looks like you had a really fast, like a very quick turnaround from it, some really positive things that happened kind of quickly. And you know, when I go backwards here, when I keep going backwards, it looks like you've had some pretty decent financial things going on with you in spurts.
Okay. I mean, there's always, you know, new deals that come through in regards to my consulting business.
Right.
And, I have in a year and a half, I have yet anything other than one really small deal back in last October that
okay.
has paid off.
How about if I'm not going in the proper, if I'm not looking far enough back, would it maybe be 3 years?
3 years, sure. I mean, it was well before the crash, and, you know, I'd probably closed right around that time, possibly my first commercial deal in the mortgage business.
Okay, because now remember something. The reason I'm asking you this question, and because I'm going backwards, because this card – in tarot really represents history. Like I'm supposed to be going back to look at your history because there's something from your history that you're supposed to be moving forward. Let's just say that, you know, you really can't reinvent the wheel because the wheel is round and it is what it is and it does what it does. So your
right.
guides are telling you to go backwards and look at a time where things were really rocking for you and what was different back then. What was different 3 years ago than today or 4 years ago or 5 years ago, because it really looks like there was a point where you were really going. I mean, you were really going. And so
right.
whether it was the market itself, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. we can't spend too much time on it, but for the most part, for yourself, go back in your history. And then
okay.
when you push forward, there's something that you're supposed to be duplicating because it really does look like you have a good mind for making money, a very good mind. So when we go into the bartending business, I know your initial issue was or question was, is this going to be okay? Well, yeah, it's going to be okay because you're serving drinks and you've got a great personality. It's going to rock. It is because
right.
that's totally fine. But the thing is, what you do with that money. And that's where I think you're being told to kind of, you know, it's and let me just show you something. When I'm advanced forward in time for you, like around November, December time, there's a point here where it looks like you've got a fistful of dollars, so to speak, and you can do something with it or you can move or whatever it is that you're trying to do. But it does look like at this point there's something that you can do with it to flip it, which is going to not only put some money in your pocket, but also help you move your tower, so to speak, which is your facility. Okay. So, but
yeah.
around December time is where it looks like this happens. But just remember that you're really good at what you do and you could end up doing more. So just think about that. Just explore. Okay.
Absolutely. And almost kind of reinvest the money back into, you know, marketing and so forth of the business rather
right.
than, you know, take that depreciative move in getting a bigger place.
Right, because it looks
yeah.
like you could do that, and next thing you know, you've got all this, and you're like, woo, I can do it all, but you still, you know, because you're making a comeback. You're making a comeback.
Right.
Remember, this is about history, and it's also, and if I flip that history card upside down, it's about speed. So this really is, it's about planning right now. It's about you looking back so you can move your plan forward. Because something knocks you off your axis, but that's okay because you're still here.
Right.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. All right, dear. Have a good one, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Caller 317, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Jamie from Indiana. How are you?
I'm good, dear. How are you?
I am just fine. You have been so helpful with me in this new job transition I'm trying to make. And I wanted to see what you see for me with this traveling job. I'm starting to just chalk down the money and say, give me whatever.
What happened when we spoke the other day, and I know we were kind of tossing around some numbers, but what ended up happening this past week?
Well, you know, I've had several different travel opportunities call me, and
right.
It seems like every place I talk to, the money changes. It's like you're dealing with, you know, a salesman constantly, and I've just gotten to the point where I'm so tired of not working that I'm just willing to take what they're going to give me beyond. If they can help me pay for my housing and they can pay me a decent amount of money and I can still pay my rent here, then I'm willing to take it. So what's really changed is I don't see anything progressing. I keep thinking things are going backwards instead of forwards. And so I'm almost like giving up, like, okay, just get me out of here.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Okay.
And it seems like every time they call me, the position is filled. They'll have me call and interview with people, and the position gets filled. And I just think I'm a low person on the totem pole because I haven't traveled yet.
Because you haven't started yet. Okay. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to get you a definitive answer. We're going to get you a definitive answer. And, Bill, you there?
I'm here.
You know, Jamie, I know that you're always there for the show, but Jamie is, you know, she's wanting to start this thing, doing traveling healthcare. And when we first talked to her a couple of weeks ago, she was doing really, really well. And for the past couple of weeks, they've been, you know, toying around with money with her, and it's really deflating her. Is there anything that we may be able to say for her today to kind of get her spirit flowing again, so that whatever she's projecting out there isn't just creating this black hole or this whirlpool that's sucking her down?
Yeah. Well, thank you.
I really think that meditation is important, to have a clear mind. Think about your decisions. And not only that, we are the ones that are really in control of our lives, and manifestation is a very, very powerful thing. And I believe that we can manifest a lot of things. Potentially, we can manifest negative things.
Right.
And I underestimated the power of manifestation. And I didn't really see it until I got a phone call out of the blue from somebody.
Right.
Remember that call I got from Terry?
Yeah, that was
from
that
Richard
really,
Walters.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really think that it might not seem like much, but doing meditation can make you feel like the darkness is drifting away. It does help a lot, and it can fill your positive energy back up and make you feel more positive about a situation, even though it seems like everything's negative.
Right.
But with every negative, I believe there's a positive. And especially recently, there's been a lot of negative things going on for me in my life. But with every negative, there's a positive. And I see that now. I believe things... Well, Nunu's going to do a reading for you now, but I believe things are going to get sorted out in the way that they should be. In a certain way, that's going to be putting you on the path that you need to be on for your life. I've seen it, even in the past few days, it's happened to me, things I've wanted to do in my life, difficulties have come up, and I've not been able to carry on with them, and I've been disappointed, but I know that it's put me on the right path. I know what's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you. I've actually been meditating more than I have. I quit meditating for a while, and I've just started trying to redo that again because it does center you and make you feel better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes what I feel like doing after meditating is sticking a big sign on the wall saying meditation is important, make sure you do it every day. That's how I feel after meditation. So why don't I do this more? You know, I feel like, you know, I try and do it as often as I can, but I know I can do it more. And once you've done the meditation, it feels like if you've gone into a good meditation and it's been quite a deep meditation, it feels like everything's lifted and you feel more connected with everything that's around you, and you see things a lot clearer for what they are, and you think, oh, you know, things aren't that bad. And it really does help. It does help, and you don't realize that until you completed the meditation a lot of the time.
You know, what Bill and I used to do every morning, we'd wake, and you know, we really do need to get back to this, but we did it.
We do it for a while, and then we forget, and then we...
But what we used to do every morning was, you know, light our incense and just kind of sit there and manifest the day together, you know, whatever it is that I wanted for him to have and whatever it is that he wanted for me to have, and whatever it is that we wanted for the people that we love to have, you know, just... You know, calling upon our guides and calling upon the universe itself, you know, to, and you know, there's some days that you look at each other and you're just like, oh, I hope that you just, you know, you're safe when you, and everybody respects you and you get a big old piece of cake, you know what I mean? And if that's all that you can say, it's okay. But you've got to remember that, you know, when you look around your bedroom, you've got your shoes and your pillows and your makeup and your blankets, and that's your universe, and you are the center of it. And so whatever it is that you breathe out of your mouth, you've got to be ready to breathe it back in. And, you know, we all have to get up each day and, oh my gosh, look at my stomach. I can't believe that it's over there and I'm over here. You know, there's things that we say to ourselves.
Yeah, and how can we not do that, you know?
But the thing is, it's like we cannot breathe in fatty every day. We cannot breathe in, you know, waddling and walking like, you know, Fred Sanford every day. We can't do that to ourselves. We have to literally... You know, I am graceful, I'm elegant, I am beautiful. You are graceful, you are wonderful, you're amazing. And breathe those words back in, because those are the things that course through our body. And this is the nectar, this is the honey that is going to be inside of you each day. And so, you know, having somebody do it with you that really cares for you and has that compassion and that passion for you helps. But, you know, still, you have to have that for yourself, or you can't have that for anyone. So, you know, it's not even so much hearing that you're still negotiating that is, you know, making me really frustrated for you. But it's also just hearing you and feeling your energy, because, you know, when we first talked, you were way up here, and right now you're like way down here, and it's like, oh my gosh, we got to stop. Don't do this. Don't let these people pull you under. But I'm going to tell you something.
I'm starting to, and I'm like, no. Oh, I'm so glad you're on.
I'm glad I'm on today too, because, you know, we have had a rough couple of days, and you know, we kind of wondered if we should really come on today. But, you know, as far as this month, it does look like things are supposed to get done this month. And when I go through the weeks, you know, I've got a stagnation card in this week, but the thing is, if you flip stagnation upside down, or right side up rather, it means big changes. And so when I go day by day, it honestly does look like we're being pushed into next week, to be frank. But next week is actually about balance, and it does look like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, between Monday and Friday, it actually looks like you, and I know that that's just like, oh, between the whole week, from beginning to end, you could do this. But what I'm literally saying is on Monday and then on Friday, between these 2 days here, it looks like you're going to have something fresh that happens on Monday, and by next Friday, it looks like you're going to have a positive answer for what you're looking for. But we still have to remember that it hasn't happened yet, so we can still get into the manifesting, get to making this. I've got you a candle burning right now. I was searching for a brown candle, and that's why Bill was talking to you. Other than the fact that he's awesome. He was talking to you because he's awesome.
Yeah, I was just filling in. I was awesome.
But I was looking for a brown candle because I found a black one, which is okay because that can suck up confusion too. But brown is the color that we need to help us diffuse a lot of confusion. It can help just suck it right out of the air. So, you know, just...
I'm feeling.
so get yourself some brown candles. You know, in the United States, I know that Halloween starts earlier and earlier every year, and they probably have Halloween stuff sitting out. So they'll probably have orange candles and brown candles and yellow candles out at Family Dollar or Dollar General or something like that. So, or just chocolate candles, you know, but get yourself some brown candles. Get yourself some orange ones, too, because orange is magnet. Orange makes people flock to you like flies, and or just other things, everything, but flocks you like flies. And then brown is going to help diffuse this frustration and this confusion that you have. So, you know, it does look like probably not this week, but next week, everything should be stomped out, okay, that you should have your plan, and then you'll be able to push forward. And remember too, you know, the cycle you're in is this awesome cycle. It's about hopes you can touch and feel. It's about, you know, it's about positive gain. It's about everything. And even if I flip this card upside down, it's still positive. It's saying, just watch, just rest on your laurels, just watch. It's going to come to you, but you got to keep fishing. So don't get too frustrated. Don't get too frustrated. And remember, when you talk to people too, even though you're new and you haven't started yet, when you talk to people, talk to them like, okay, so you have a position that's open. When do I need to be there?
Okay, like I've already got the job.
Yeah, like you've already got it because basically, yeah. Okay, is there anything that I need to know? Is there anybody that I need to report to? Is there anything that I, you know, just what do I need to know and then when do I need to be there? And that's basically how you leave it. You basically leave it as, okay, so they told me you want me to work for you, so where do you want me to go? What am I supposed to do?
Okay.
Just believe me.
Like I'm giving you no lead room. You are hiring me now.
Pretty much, you know what I mean? So you know, it's one of those things where I'm going to tell you, I used to work for a chain of stores that is naturally foodically promotically, but anyway, a natural food chain. And I was doing the hiring, and I remember this girl came in, and she was just like, so why do I want to work here? And I was like, why do you want to work here? And she's like, no, really, what's awesome about this place? Everybody says it's so awesome. And I was like, well, it's, you know, not really, but, you know, it's got food and it's good for you and we pay you if you work, you know. I didn't really say that, you know, but,
yeah.
You know, I'm just being kind of silly. But basically, she was interviewing me the whole time. And then she's like, well, I can start in 2 Mondays. So, you know, what do I wear?
That's too cute.
How could you not hire her?
Yeah, that's too absolutely too cute. Like,
how
yeah.
How could you not hire her?
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's just like, okay. And so how can you not hire that? You know what I mean? So,
yeah. So
whenever, after that, whenever I was hiring people, I kind of, you know, when they would sit down, I would say, sell yourself to me. Just why not? You know, when can you work? And what do you, you know, sell yourself to me. And so people, that was my new approach to interviewing people. And I hired a whole lot of awesome people that are actually still friends to this day, even though I'm not in that area. But, you know, it's something that, I mean, it's something that I learned from someone. And so when I'm coaching people through their interview processes, unless of course it's a job that is just so out of my league, like, you know, they're being interviewed for the president of something, you know what I mean? But still,
yeah,
you know, it's
very intimidating to anyone. Yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
But in a situation like this, where you're an able-bodied person and people need to be taken care of and you're here for that, when do you want me to show up?
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to take the more aggressive approach now, and I'm just like, I'm starting to talk down. You know, at first it was like, okay, let's negotiate. But now it seems like I think that we're, you know, the world's in kind of, you know, this recession, and everybody's negotiating, and I'm kind of low person on the totem pole, so I think I'll negotiate after I've traveled at least once.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to go for the top dollar right now. I'm going to be like, can you get me out there? Okay, then I'll negotiate for top dollar.
Right. But the thing is still, as long as they're paying for the other things, and as long as you're not making, you know, just, you know, something that's just crazy ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what
minimum
I mean? You know,
yeah.
Right. Right. Then you know. Then you know that that you're going to be okay, and then you can come back with something bigger. And you have such a big, huge, you know, just enthusiastic energy about you, and you are just, you have a zest for life, and you know you're here to take care of people. You're here to make sure things are okay, and people can trust you with that. And so that's something that you need to kind of figure out how to say too. When you're talking to these people, it's not just about putting a body somewhere. It's about putting somebody someplace that is going to, you know, actually do some good and they can trust.
Yes, I agree. I know I've got to work on my interview skills, but yeah, I had my first one today and it was nerve wracking. It was on voicemail and I was like, oh, this is so rough. So. But, yes, I appreciate you doing this, and it makes me feel better, and it makes me feel like, okay, I can go back out there and do this again, you know, because
yeah.
I need Nunu to pick me up, and I appreciated Bill. I haven't met Bill, so it was nice to meet you, Bill.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for coming. You know.
So I'm sure I will be talking to you again, and I know you have other callers. Thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Good luck, Jamie.
Thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a little bit of a break, everybody. Kind of get a little bit of rest for just a moment, rest my voice. We're going to listen to something and just hang tight. I know you'll miss us.
Hello, welcome back. Getting towards the end of the show tonight, but we'd like to thank all those callers that called in. Unless somebody squeezes in before the end of the show, but I doubt it now. But you there, Nunu? Oh, hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Something I wanted to mention about manifesting. Maybe we'll have time next week to do some manifesting on the show. But I wanted to mention if you are manifesting for yourself. Something I always make sure I do is to, everything that I've asked for, at the end I always say, I recognize free will of others, because I don't want my manifesting to manipulate anybody for my better gain. And
right.
Also ask for the things to come to you positively or as positively as possible. For example, if you were manifesting, oh, I want money to come to me, it could, if you don't express that you want it to come to you positively, in a positive, happy way, recognizing free will, then that money could come to you in an inheritance from the death of a family member or something, you know.
But that's a bad thing?
Well, yes.
What if it's a long-lost uncle that you never knew?
Of course it is. Of course it's a bad thing. You don't want that. You want these things coming to you positively.
No, you're right.
And, you know, I think I've noticed before, when I first started manifesting, if I didn't ask for things positively, then they didn't come as positively as they could have done.
Exactly.
And you've got to be careful. You got to be careful when you're manifesting, because, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, you do.
And so just be careful when you manifest.
I talk to a lot of people every day, and you know this, that want love. And, you know, I talk to a lot of people that, you know, they do their love spells and they do these things that are trying to draw people to them, especially the certain people that they want, or, you know, people that are having relationship issues. And it's so easy when you're having relationship problems to slip into something where you're, you know, trying to put the whammy on somebody to make them love you again. And, you know, one of the things I have to remind people of is that if you have to draw affection in that way, then it's something that it has a time on it.
It might not be a lasting thing.
Exactly.
Whatever the moment of the temporary power of a manifestation that brings them to you, but they could easily drift away.
Right. And we also have to remember that something is not going to happen if it wasn't going to happen. So, you know, if somebody called me saying, I need Brad Pitt, you know, Brad Pitt was never going to come. So Brad Pitt is not going to come, you know, so stop trying to make Brad Pitt come to you. But you can look for a Brad Pitt lookalike, or you can, you know, look for your own personal Edward Cullen or whatever it is, but just not putting your energy on that. But one of the things I do try to remind people of, if they're trying to rekindle something that has gone dry, is to, you know, ask to be able to feel the same way for that person that they feel for you. So basically, you know, I want to feel the same way about JoJo that JoJo feels for me, because that's going to put you on a level playing field. It's going to eliminate a lot of confusion. It's going to bring you to a place where you have higher understanding. And besides that, we never want to ask for something that we wouldn't want turned around on us. So I would never want someone to try to strip my free will from me and take my heart as like I'm a zombie. So I shouldn't do that to them. But it is okay for me to say I want to feel the same way about, you know, JoJo as JoJo feels for me, because you would like to have JoJo feel for you as you feel for JoJo. So the thing is, it's about getting everybody in the same place in the same time so that we can grow from that, or if it's going to fade, then it's something that we're doing together, and it's not just, you know, it's not just happening to one person and another person is left holding the bag. And I really hope that helps someone out there, because it's just not fair to Shanghai someone's emotions. When we are keeping somebody metaphysically hostage, so to speak, I've seen people get sick. I've seen people's intestines blow up. You know what I mean? I've just seen the craziest things happen to people because of the things that, people are trying to do to them. So remember to never do anything that you wouldn't want done to you.
You've got to choose your words carefully. For example, if you do a manifestation, you say, give me strength, I need strength to do this, then you might suddenly get lessons thrown in front of you and hurdles that you've got to get over for you to build up that strength.
Right, to create those muscles.
Yeah, to deal with these negative situations better. So, you really got to think about what you're asking
for. So if you'd like to have maintenance, if you'd like to be able to maintain, it's okay to ask to be able to keep balance, to be able to be maintained, but when you ask for strength, a lot of people pray or manifest strength, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're doing that, because you're about to have an anvil dropped on you so you can see that you can support that anvil. But there's nothing wrong with having that spiritual growth. Except if you're just in a really tough time, you don't want more. You really don't want more.
Exactly. I mean, you're going through a bad time, you ask for strength, and you get more hurdles. I mean, it's not what you need.
It's not what you need.
But I think we're not far from the end of the show.
Yeah, we're not far. I think we're probably going to close the show out with a nice song. But I want to thank everybody for calling. We also want to remind everybody that we'll be back next week, hopefully. The show next week is actually about, I can't even remember what the show next week is
about. Stuff and things.
It's about stuff and things. I can't remember what it's about, but I do know that it's awesome, because it's always awesome. But remember, everybody, if you want a life cycle reading, we're the ones to do it. And
please give us feedback about this show. On Psychic Nunu or drop us an email, any kind of feedback, please let us know that, you want us to continue and you're enjoying the show, But,
And remember, Psychic Nunu at Facebook, Psychic Nunu on Twitter. Or you can add the show.
Like I said, send me an email, BillDoyle@live.com.
Right, BillDoyle@live.com.
Serenity, that's what we're doing this week.
Oh, yes, it's on Serenity. That's going to be exciting. Hey, let's close out with Serenity. Let's do that.
Yeah, good idea.
Everybody, I hope you have a wonderful week, and we can't wait to see you next time.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity, but you can't take the sky from me.